Padres rookie D'Nelson Lamet makes his big league debut against the Mets, and the righty is staked to an early 2-0 lead.
0-2 pitch, swung on and missed strike three, gets him with a fastball that's clocked at 98 miles an hour. Well, that's pretty impressive.
Runner at third, two out, 1-2 pitch, breaking ball slapped in a left base hit for Caesar, and it's now a 3-1 game. That's one of those hangers that time, a slider that I think he was supposed to bury, but instead it had the middle of the plate. And again, Howie, that forecast is starting to look accurate now, getting towards 90 pitches to get through three innings, and just exactly what Terry Collins didn't need.
Trying to avoid the double play on the ground, but you also don't want to strike him out, throw him out. They don't go, and the payoff pitch is swung on and missed strike three. He got him with a sinker, and how about that? Michael Conforto was punched out three times tonight. 3-1 Padres, first and second, two out in the fifth. Now the 0-1, swinging a high fly ball to left field, moving towards the gap and backing up Cordova. He makes the catch. 3-2 Padres, runners at the corners, two out of the ninth. 2-0 pitch, swing and a looper towards first, over the glove of Duda and down the right field line. In to score is Cordova. Myers to third will stop there, and pulling into second with a little bloop double is Corey Spangenberg. It is 4-2 San Diego.
A New York rally would fall short in the bottom half of the frame. 4-3 Padres is your final. D'Nelson Lamet picks up his first Major League win, and the Padres take the series at Citi Field. New York continues to struggle. The Mets have lost 10 of their last 13. It was another tough night at the office for Mets starting pitchers. Rafael Montero falls to 0-4. He allows three runs on five hits with three walks over three innings. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins.
That's what we've been fighting with Rafi, you know, to get to have confidence in his stuff, to throw it over the plate. You see when he does, he can get outs. But he deep counts, base on balls. I mean, he was in constant trouble. You know, there's certain expectations when you're in a big league uniform, and one is you got to command your pitches. And certainly, you know, he's still here because we thought, you know, the other day, even though in Arizona he, you know, he got in trouble one inning, but I thought the last couple of innings he threw the ball pretty good, and we were hoping that, this was going to lead to something.
Terry, your lineup's been so productive lately. I mean, you look at the numbers for May, I think you guys are third in the majors in scoring. And when you have a night like this where you don't jump on the opportunities, it almost surprises you at this point?
Yeah, because we've been swinging the bats pretty good, especially with runners in scoring position. We've really been swinging the bat well lately, and tough night, maybe a tough night to hit because of the weather, with all that rain in your face and things, but that's not an excuse because they had to play in it too. But we've been swinging the bats better. I'm really excited that Jose's starting to get it going offensively, and Michael, and we'll get Cabby back here this weekend. So hopefully we'll start getting the pieces back and really start putting some hits and runs on the board.
New York will try to get back on track on Friday in Pittsburgh. Jacob deGrom will start the opener.